God bless us. Thank you, Vivian Reed, Divine Diva. Wow. How you doing now? Wow. What a week. For me, anyway. For any of you? I had my 55th birthday, which just sounds so weird to say out loud. I know none of you have experienced that. It's like, God, that was a speed limit when I got my driver's license, 55. Oh, Stella. And thanks to Facebook, or as I like to call it, the Facebook, many of you already know that I also got engaged this week. I thought I was just going to celebrate a fabulous birthday with Lewis because, you know, people love to feed me. And that was a big bonus. Yeah. And Voices in Unity started our new season on Thursday. And it was awesome, as you've already heard today. We dodged a hurricane. My football team, the Florida Gators, won big last night. One Gator, woohoo! And we just blessed a baby. And we were just blessed by Vivian Reed. Other than that, things were pretty slow this week. God bless the child. Now, I've noticed in the past that that song can bring stuff up for people. It's an awesome, awesome song. But it doesn't sound quite fair, does it? The rich get richer, the poor, well, you know, poorer. Well, here's a little bit of history on that song that I would love to share with you. Billie Holiday recorded that song in 1941 right here in New York City. She wrote it with her collaborator, Arthur Herzog, and in her autobiography, she said the lyrics she wrote came to her after a really big argument with her mother, Sadie, over what else? Money. So you see, a few years earlier, Billie Holiday had loaned her mom thousands of dollars to open a restaurant when she needed cash, and Mama Sadie declined to lend her any money when she needed the cash. So during a very heated argument that ensued, Billie uttered the old proverb, God bless the child that's got his own. And that line turned into the starting point for the song. So Lady Day opens the song with her own interpretation of the biblical observation, those who got shall get, them who's not shall lose. So the Bible says, but it still is news. Now the verse that she is referring to in Scripture is Matthew 25, verse 29. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. That sounds godly, doesn't it? So that makes it sound to me even more unfair. That is, if we take it at face value. But hey, we're at Unity, right? We look underneath it. Metaphysically, we don't take it at face value. On the surface, it seems to support the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And unfortunately, according to many reports and many attitudes, that still seems to be the case in this world, in this country. So on the surface, this might sound like greed and the importance of riches. But metaphysically, what this is it's an important teaching about our own relationship with God. There are still a lot of people out there, and we all know this, some of us might be here. We've been taught that God is a superhuman being out there, or at least a being of power to be feared. Well, guess what? We are not here to live out our days in fear, not to be born, to take up space, to pay taxes, and then to die. That's not what we're here for. Our mission statement here at Unity of New York is creating our lives and living our dreams. Well, that is quite the uphill battle if you are living from a consciousness of fear all the time. And remember what the acronym for fear is? False evidence appearing real. We're making this stuff up. We've been endowed with all the abilities and the talents we have to use them and to produce greater good in the world. Job, bless his heart, as we Southerners would say, he finally realized, after going through all that crap he went through, that which I greatly fear has come upon me. Duh. We create what we put our focus on, yes? If we constantly place our belief in a fear of loss, then loss is what we're going to create. On the other hand, if we accept our gifts, our very unique capabilities to bring God's abundance into expression, then we will be richly rewarded in that direction also as a result. The choices that we make, all of them, every choice has consequences. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. This isn't about right and wrong and good and bad. We're the ones creating those labels and giving them all their meaning. This is about our consciousness and our thoughts that create our consciousness. The thoughts that create our lives. It's about what we believe. And remember, there is never a moment, never ever a moment, that we are not using our faith. It's about where we're placing that faith. You get that? We are always using our faith. We're always putting our faith in something. We live in infinite possibility. I don't remember who actually wrote it, but I remember years ago, Oprah sharing the quote, "I am pregnant with possibility." Does anyone remember that? I am pregnant with possibility. We just blessed a baby. We are always giving birth. What are we giving birth to? God bless the child who's got his own, who's got her own. When the child understands who they are through spiritual eyes, through the eyes of God, you are the heir to all that there is. You were born perfect. You were born whole. You were born complete. And how easy was that to see just a few moments ago in the very young life of little Stella? That purity, right? Well, here is more good news for you. You are a blessing to the world, still. No matter your age, no matter what you've done, you're here. I know that you're still a blessing to the world because you're still here. Whatever you've done is now in the past. So please say with me that I am a blessing to the world. I am a blessing to the world. I did not believe that. Do it again. I am a blessing to the world. Turn to a neighbor and say that. I am a blessing to the world. Now tell them, you are a blessing to the world. You are a blessing to the world. Did you hear how much louder that got when you directed it at them? That's what we do to ourselves. You know, this whole thing, this song is really about the law of giving and receiving. That's really what it's about. We talk about it every week when it comes time to collect our offering, and some of you run for the door like, I'm not one to gossip and I'm not taking names, but I've told you before, this isn't TV, I can see you. Divine love flowing through me blesses and increases all that I give and all that I receive. Say that together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and increases all that I give and all that I receive. When you give more of what you have, you receive more. If you want love, give love. If you want, fill in the blank, give it. It's about your consciousness. Gratitude begets more to be grateful for. Lack thinking breeds lack in our lives. Give encouragement. More will come back. Give a smile. If somebody doesn't smile back, that's okay. That's their business. In the law of giving and receiving, there has to be a receiver for every giver and a giver for every receiver. Do you get that? We've heard like the law of this, the law of that, and it's so spiritual. The law of giving and receiving, there has to be a giver for every receiver, and there has to be a receiver for every giver. Limitation and lack thinking just creates codependency, and it's not a good situation. It's hard to encourage others when we're not encouraging ourselves. It was palpable a minute ago. You're like, I am a blessing. You are a blessing. Yeah, you. When we help ourselves, when we take care of ourselves, we become the best of who and what we are. We become the child who's got its own. When we take care of ourselves, and you can only really help someone else when you help yourself. The airplane. Every time you sit down in the airplane before takeoff, you are told, in case of emergency, before helping anyone else, put the oxygen mask on you first. You're not a whole lot of help to anyone when you're depleted or passed out. You have, everybody here has everything you need right now, to be your best. Everything you need, every single thing you need, you've got it right now to be your absolute best. And why not believe this? Do you believe it? Okay, that wasn't many of you. Are you willing to believe it?
Yes.
And maybe for some of you, willing to be willing to believe it. We've heard Carlos say over and over and over, it's the best day ever. Why not declare it? It's the best day ever. And tomorrow is the best day ever. And the day after that is the best day ever. Okay, try this affirmation on. Nothing and nobody, no excuses, stands in the way or interferes with my possessing all that is mine by divine birthright. Not even me. Nothing and nobody stands in the way or interferes with my possessing all that is mine by divine birthright. Not even me. Embrace the fact. Just get over yourselves and embrace the fact that you are heir to the kingdom, a child of the Most High. Because you are. And here's the really great news. It is your divine birthright to the heir to the kingdom just because you were born. Again, you were born whole, perfect, and complete, exactly the way you are. And how we see ourselves determines the kind of life that we live. It's not out there. Can anyone really ever say anything worse to you than you've already thought about yourself somewhere along the way? Probably not. We were born to live abundantly, lavishly, joyfully. A newborn like Stella doesn't know any different. She just is. She's this pure little being that's just a sponge right now. And she is off to a good start. Can you imagine having done something like that in your life? I often say, my God, if I knew this stuff when I was young, I would have a beach house and maybe a mountain house from the money I spent on therapy. But here we are. teaching what we most need to learn. Society has such a way of teaching us otherwise, doesn't it? You were not created to be just average. You were created in the image and the likeness of God. And since God is not a person, God is all there is, then you are God expressing as you. You've got the DNA of God. How about that? I've got the DNA of God. Say that one. I've got the DNA of God. Okay, I saw who didn't say it. That's okay. Judge not. I'm not here to judge. We are here as one. You have everything you need to succeed, to overcome whatever obstacle may come your way, and to live the life you are here to live. You must first get the truth to know who you really are. What is yours is uniquely yours and can be no one else's. And what is theirs is uniquely theirs and cannot be yours. That's just how it works. It doesn't matter what your present condition looks like, because no circumstance, situation, or condition, nothing can change your DNA. Your DNA is your DNA. And I just heard you admit, many of you, you've got the DNA of God. And for those of you that didn't say that, you still have the DNA of God. Huh? Sorry. You've got to stop focusing on what's wrong. And you've got to notice what's right. So your assignment this week is to notice what's right. Notice what's right. Notice what's good. Notice what's in the glass instead of what isn't. Is it half empty or is it half full? Look around right here at Symphony Space. Just look around. There are empty seats. There are some people, some who are here today, that say, look at all the empty seats. Oh my God. Well, I'm not talking to empty seats. I'm talking to you. You showed up. You're in a seat. And I'm so grateful you're here. Whatever brought you here today, I'm so glad, because this experience that we have this morning is ours together collectively. And then we take it forward individually. Repeat after me. Nothing and nobody. Nothing and nobody stands in the way or interferes with my possessing all that is mine by divine birthright, not even me. Not even me.
Not even me.
Look at your neighbor and say,
not even me.
Look at the other one and say, not even me.
Not even me.
Oh, hallelujah. We got witnesses. If you remember nothing else today, remember this, and that you are a blessed, blessed, blessed being, and that you are a blessing. Here's a closing poem I'd like to share with you. When looking fine in your attire, your life supplied beyond desire, when sadness, blame and shame are past, when there's more good days and bad days just don't last, when you feel confident when you are you, you are the child who's got its own, for this I know is true. God bless the child, and the child is you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Steady. Thank you. Let's go into meditation by remembering how blessed we are. I have stood witness the things you just declared. You are blessed. So blessed. For all you are, for all you have, for all God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. From this place of deeper awareness, feel the blessings rising up from deep within you. You are these blessings are you. You have the DNA of God, of Spirit. You are that in expression. Right here, right now, you are perfect. You are whole. You are complete, just as you were the very day you came into this world. That you entered this side in this realm of awareness, of completeness, of wholeness. And the holy place in our heart where God dwells. We go into that place of silence. That deeper place into the stillness, into the breath, into this very present moment, in the silence. Feel that place of relaxation. Feel that place of peace. That tranquility. Into this moment, away from any of the clamor of the world. You are the heart, the hands, the voice of God, of Spirit on earth.
and who you are and all you do as a blessing to the world.